This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie, and today is really unbelievable.
Today's been going well.
Oh, yeah. Right off the cliff.
And we have with us Susan Levitt from Green Bay Austin Straubel International Airport.
Yes.
Got it right.
Yep.
Ta-da. Well done.
Nailed it.
Well done.
And as you said before we came on, nobody really needs to know your name?
No, not at all.
I disagree. But anyway, let's talk about Green Bay Austin Straubel International Airport.
Yeah.
How big is this airport?
Well, we have 12 gates for commercial services.
Okay.
Delta, American, United, Frontier, and Sun Country fly with us. I also have two FBOs, approximately 212,000-ish square feet of indoor hangar space, plenty of ramp space with our two FBOs, Jet Air Group and with Executive Air. We also have a flight school, Pilot Smith. They're here on grounds today as well. And, yeah, you might know us for that NFL team that sits in our backyard.
No, never heard of them.
Never, yeah.
The Green Bay what?
Who? Yeah.
Who? Yeah. I mean, we're about to get thrown out of Wisconsin now.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, really.
The armored cars show up.
That's the black SUVs come with us. Anyway, so that's actually a decent-sized airport. That's a good airport, big, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a bunch of commercial service.
Yes.
How far are you from Oshkosh?
We're about 50 minutes by car. Of course, there is some construction this year in the Neenah-Menasha area, so it's taking a couple minutes longer. But, you know, I definitely want to take this time to thank everybody that flew into Green Bay this year. I'm hearing from the FBOs that we had record-setting tie-downs and hangar space was quite scarce this week. So we appreciate everybody that flew into Green Bay. Both your own aircraft and our commercial flights were full.
That's good. So the hangar is available for overnight GA.
Yes.
My fabric kit fox doesn't want to sit outside in the rain.
That's just fine.
Okay. So that's good to know.
Yeah.
It is good to know. Hangar space at a major air show is hard to find.
Yeah.
It is.
Airport or show?
Both.
Okay. All right. You said show.
Well,
confuse me.
It doesn't take much.
So speaking of air shows, you guys going to have an air show?
No,
kind of hard
you.
To do that with commercial airport, yeah.
We are going to have the draft, though. We're hosting the 2025 NFL Draft in Green Bay on April 24th through the 26th. So we're looking forward to a lot of traffic at the airport.
Okay, will the snow be gone by then?
No guarantees on that. We're not making any guarantees on that.
Okay.
Well, if everything goes the way you want it to, you're going to be up to your eyeballs in aircraft.
Yes.
Well, hopefully.
Yes.
Do we get a complimentary cheesehead hat?
You know, it's a little warm at Oshkosh for the cheeseheads, so we usually leave those at home. But, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, come
Fly
on.
Fly in.
Yeah, and it should say Green Bay Austin Straubel International
right?
Airport. Got to get that title in there a lot. So what exactly is your function at the airport?
So I'm the marketing communications manager, and for the last, I think we're on year 5 with EAA Radio. We've been fortunate to work with you guys on a sponsorship.
And we appreciate that.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, and it's made a difference, clearly. You know, the hotels are saying that they're seeing the wristbands and the sunburns showing
up in
the restaurants.
The air show sunburn underneath your chin.
And in the hotels. So clearly it's been a great partnership getting people to come to our community. And we also have an exhibit space here on grounds in Oshkosh. And we talk about not just the airport, but the whole entire region. So what we found is people were coming in and saying, hey, after AirVenture, we want to go to Door County. Where do we fly into for that? Or, you know, I've always wanted to see Lambeau Field. How do I get to your airport? And then how do I get from the airport to Lambeau Field?
And can I rent a car?
Yep, absolutely. We have all of the major global air car rental companies. I always say for AirVenture, make sure that they will add extra cars, but make sure that you rent early. Usually, like a month out, they're already sold out and kind of scrambling to find some more cars.
Well, that's good news. At least they have cars.
Yeah.
They have a red one and a blue one.
Well, you know, it must be quite a thing for everybody to get the logistics in place because, obviously, AirVenture, big deal. People fly in. They need rental cars, hotel rooms. It's got to be a real economic boost.
It is, because at the same time, we have the annual shareholders meeting, because as you know, Green Bay is publicly, everybody owns Green Bay Packers, right?
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah, they sell shares periodically, and you can become an owner of the Green Bay Packers.
Oh.
And typically, the Monday of Air Venture is when they hold their annual shareholders meeting. So often, we'll get people that stop by the booth after the shareholders meeting and say that they were there. And then training camp starts, and then Green Bay training camp is open to the public. So you can go and watch players out there training.
Sounds like fun.
Hey, we could hop a plane from Philly, come up here to Austin Straubel, and we could go watch the Packers practice.
You Who? Absolutely could.
Who?
The Packers.
Who?
Green Bay. Dad used to like them. I remember distinctly my dad and I watching football game, and who was on there but the Packers.
Oh, yeah.
Vince Lombardi.
Got to love them Packers.
Vince Lombardi.
Oh, yeah. Vince, yep.
Yep.
Vince Lombardi, the unofficial mayor, I guess you could say.
Still.
Yep,
yeah.
Still.
Wow. A name that will live forever.
Absolutely.
Unlike us.
They're trying to figure out how to get rid of us now as we speak. So, do you have any idea how many airplanes flew in related to Oshkosh?
I haven't gotten the total yet. So often what happens is we'll get the ones that tie down, and then we'll get those that come in and fuel and head back out or drop people off. Typically it's between 400 and 450, so I'm guessing it's above that.
That's
if we
pretty
broke
darn
that
good,
record.
Yeah.
And not to mention, you know, tie down fees, hangar fees, fuel.
Yep, you get a fuel discount when you come in and tie down.
Really?
Well, you know,
yep.
Pilots
that
love
poor
fuel
line
discounts.
Boy is awfully tired.
Yeah.
Yes.
400 airplanes to fuel.
Right. I hope they gave them some time off.
I
next
hope they
week.
Hired three more.
Right.
They're all going to need time off at
yes,
the end of this.
Absolutely.
Yep. Wow.
Absolutely.
And then on top of that, you've got regularly scheduled commercial flights going, what, everywhere?
Yeah, so we have nonstop at service that goes to Delta. It goes to Minneapolis, Detroit, and Atlanta. We've got nonstop every day on American and United to Chicago, and then Frontier and Sun Country have seasonal routes that they'll do nonstop. So Denver, Phoenix, Fort Myers, Miami, or not Miami, sorry, Orlando. So both the Sun Country and Frontier rotate.
Your acts as from the car driving perspective, you are closer to Oshkosh than Milwaukee is, aren't you?
Yes, yes.
So that's actually a better destination.
Yes. Well, and, you know, it's a little easier. It's a little...
A smaller airport, yeah.
It's a little less frantic, I guess you could say. Even though we've got the two events going on at the same time, you can still get a dinner reservation. You can still, you know...
You can still find where the baggage claim is.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
I think they design airports to be purposely confusing.
All right, now,
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
All right, now here, this may be a silly question, but I've got to ask it. When I think of an international airport, I think of one that's, you know, on either coast, you know, the East Coast or West Coast. And here you are pretty much at the top of the country in the middle of the U.S.
Well, they're near Canada,
how did
though.
You get to be an international airport?
So we do have a custom station that you can stop at. In fact, the Canadian Snowbirds were at my airport last week practicing clearing customs. So they all flew in.
You mean they have to practice clearing customs too?
I guess. I don't know. I
they got to work on their formation.
I was sitting at my desk and I was, you know, wait, what just flew by? And sure enough, it was the Canadian Snowbirds.
Nice. That's one of the perks of being your job.
Yeah, absolutely. You get to front row seat to the cool things that come in.
I would not be able to do any work, because every time I hear an engine, I'd be turning around to look
right
out the window.
Right. Our flight school is so busy. At any time, he might have 400 to 500 students at the flight school. So I'm so used to hearing a Cessna 172 flying past my office that, you know, it has to be something different for me to notice.
To react, yeah. But as a student, that would be an incredibly daunting atmosphere. You're not starting out at the typical grass strip. You're starting out at an international towered airport,
yep,
where you got big jets coming in behind you, and you got to get out of the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's a different experience.
Yeah, totally.
So are you going to go learn to be a pilot?
I actually I worked for EA for several years and I was part of their flight school. So I've soloed.
Good.
Yeah.
That's great. Now, you're talking, you have a lot of passenger flight. You have a lot of general aviation that comes in. What about freight? Do you get a lot of freight in there?
Yeah, so we have, manufacturing is such a key part of Northeast Wisconsin. You may chuckle, but Green Bay invented splinter-free toilet paper.
That's important. That's really,
right?
I appreciate
critical.
That.
You can thank us later.
Yes.
And with that comes shipping a lot of things all over, you know, the world, and then getting parts in for other manufacturing, like our friends in Kohler, Wisconsin, that make bathtubs and engines and faucets and all
both.
That good stuff. Yeah.
Interesting stuff.
I can't see. You know, you say Kohler, and I know I've seen their plumbing stuff. I've seen their engines, but can you imagine a board meeting? What are we making today, guys? Engines or bathtubs?
Yeah, that's kind of
turn the faucet on.
Yeah, that's kind of a confusing state. So, you guys, are you hooked into like Green Bay tourism, Door County tourism? You got all the little brochures?
Yep, absolutely. You can stop by our booth and we can give you an idea of what's going on this weekend if you're looking for something to do. We're also giving away a trip to Sun and Fun. So it's a $500 gift card on Delta Airlines, wristbands, camping. And then our friends at Central Florida threw in tickets to Bock Tower Gardens, Legoland, and a Legacy Boat Tour.
Nice.
Well, that sounds like something we need to get.
Right.
Definitely.
Exactly.
Of course, they'll see us coming.
They always do.
You're like, pull yours out of the bin.
Yeah, right. Don't put that one in there.
Wait a minute. Close it up.
We've got a special drum for you.
A special drawing.
All right. We've been speaking with Susan Levitt of
Green Bay Austin Straubel International Airport.
Very nice.
There you go. We're going to work on two-part harmony next year.
I like it.
That'd be good.
This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.